Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and today we're going to complete a lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday Schools of September the 5th, 1926, about the tent of meeting. If you have your Bible, you may want to turn to Exodus chapter 33, and we'll be taking the lesson from there. We'll end this lesson and have a couple of rhymes to read at the end of this lesson. And then we're going to proceed with the next lesson about gifts for the tabernacle. So we're going to have a busy day today. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Let me read the text that we were looking at the end of our last class period, and that is found in Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 16. Moses said unto Jehovah, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast now let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found favor in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy sight, show me now thy ways, that I may know thee to the end, that I may find favor in thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein now shall it be known that I have found favor in thy sight, I and thy people? Is it not in that thou goest with us, so that we are separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth? Let me read this to you from Elam's notes. Through Moses' intercession, God had spared the people, had brought them to repentance, and had said to Moses, Bring up this people. Moses returned, it seemed, to the tent and pleaded with God, saying that while God told him to bring up the people, he knew by name and he had found favor in God's sight, yet God had not told him who God would send with him. Therefore, since this is true, he pleads with God to show him God's way, that he might know God to the end that he might find favor in God's sight. Moses declares that to go God's way is to know God. And as God knew him, he desired to know God. He asked God to consider that nation as his people. In answer, God said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. I think about what Jesus said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. That same kind of promise. Well, Moses realized that without God's presence, that is, his guidance and miraculous manifestations of his power, he could not lead the people to the land which had been promised them. Hence he said, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. By Jehovah's going with Moses, and by separating the Israelites from all the people, all other people on the face of the earth, it would be known that Moses and Israel found favor in God's sight. At the end of this 40 years' journey, Moses declared that God's presence had led the people. In Deuteronomy 4, or in Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 9, we read, In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Now, Exodus chapter 33, verses 17 through 23, states that Jehovah did still more for Moses, and that he showed Moses his glory. And these verses, too, explain how it was done. And so let me read that. Exodus 33, 17, down to 23 at the end of the chapter. And Jehovah said unto Moses, I will do this thing also which thou hast spoken, for thou hast found favor in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, Show me, I pray thee, thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Jehovah before thee, and I will be gracious unto whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for no man shall yet not see me and live. And Jehovah said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon the rock. And it shall come to pass, when my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand, until I have passed by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back, but my face shall not be seen. You know, we sing that in our song, don't we? He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Now, that brought that Sunday school lesson to a close, except for these two little rhymes I told you of. Here's one, and you'll love this one. The author is unnamed, but it says, Somebody did a golden deed. Somebody proved a friend in need. Somebody sang a beautiful song. Somebody smiled the whole day long. Somebody thought 'tis sweet to live. Somebody said, I'm glad to give. Somebody fought a valiant fight. Somebody lived to shield the right. Was that somebody you? And then here's the second little rhyme, and there's no author given for this one either, but listen to this. Half the wrecks upon life's ocean, if some star had been their guide, might now be riding safely, but they drifted with the tide. You know, the star that guides us through this life to keep us from drifting away from God, it is God's Word, isn't it? We need to keep our eyes open to the star, that is, to the words of God, and learn them so that we might do them, and hence pass through this life in spiritual safety. Now, I turn the page, and on the following page is a Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of September the 12th, 1926, and it's about gifts for the tabernacle. And it is suggested that in beginning this lesson, we read Exodus chapter 35, beginning in verse 4, and going down through chapter 36, verse 7 of Exodus. So let's do that. Exodus 35 and verse 4. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which Jehovah commanded, saying, Take ye from among you an offering unto Jehovah. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, Jehovah's offering, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and ram skins dyed red and seal skins and acacia wood and oil for the light and spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense and onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. And let every wise-hearted man among you come and make all that Jehovah hath commanded, the tabernacle, its tent, and its covering, its clasp, and its boards, its bars, and pillars, its sockets, the ark, the staves thereof, the mercy seat, and the veil of the screen, and the table, and the staves, and all the vessels, and the showbread, the candlestick, also for light, and its vessels, and the lamps, and the oil for the light, and the altar of incense, and the staves, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the screen for the door, and the door of the tabernacle, and the ark of burnt offerings, with its grating of brass, its staves, and all its vessels, the laver and its base, the hangings of the court, the pillars thereof, and their sockets upon the screen for the gate of the court, the pins of the tabernacle, and the pins of the court, and their cords, the finely wrought garments for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest office. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one in whom his spirit made willing, and brought Jehovah's offering for the work of the tent of meeting, and for all the service thereof, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought brooches, and earrings, and signet rings, and armlets, and all jewels of gold, even every man that offered an offering of gold unto Jehovah, and every man with whom he was found blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and seal skins, and brought them, every one that did offer an offering of silver and brass, brought Jehovah's offering. Every man with whom was found the acacia wood, for the work of the service, and all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands, and brought that which they had spun, the blue, and the purple, and the scarlet, and the fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun the goat's hair, and the rulers brought the onyx stones, and the stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and the spices, and the oil, and the light for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a freewill offering unto Jehovah, every man and woman whose heart had made them willing to bring for all the work which Jehovah had commanded to be made by Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, See, Jehovah hath called thee by name Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath called and filled him with the Spirit of God, and wisdom, and understanding, and in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship, and to devise skillful works, to work in gold, and silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, for setting and in carving of wood, to work in all manner of skillful workmanship. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Oholiab, the son of Ahishamach of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all the manner of workmanship of the engraver and of the skillful workman and of the embroiderer, in blue, and in purple, and in scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any workmanship, and of those that devise skillful works. Exodus 36. And I, Bezalel, and Oholiab shall work, and every wise-hearted man in whom Jehovah hath put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all the work of the service of the sanctuary, according to all that Jehovah hath commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab, and every wise-hearted man in whose heart Jehovah had put wisdom, even every one whose heart stirred him up to come into the work and to do it. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, wherewith to make it. And they brought to him freewill offerings, and all the wise men wrought all the work of the sanctuary, which came every man from his work which they wrought. And they spake unto Moses, saying, The people bring much more than is enough for the work of the service of the Lord. And Moses gave commandment that they use it to build the tabernacle.